During the top of Lamed Aleph by the Mishnah, they have Shnei Gedarim, Gedarim HaHalchim Zeh Achar Zeh. And it's Kala Rishon, so you have two people carrying along barrels or pitchers. The first one trips, V'nafal, V'nitzkala Sheni B'Rishon. And then the second one trips over the first one. HaRishon Chayav V'nitzkala Sheni. The first is responsible for that which happens to the second one. So again, we saw this on Chavtet when we were trying to figure out what the position of Rabbi Yochanan and how Rabbi Meir's position was. So Rabbi Yochanan says, don't say our mission is authored by Rabbi Meir. The reason that you're chayav in this mission is because someone who trips over is considered to be culpable because they're negligent in the fact that they tripped, right? Ella afilu rabbonon, even according to the rabbonon, the amrei. Anusu, right? They say that a nitzkal is an accident, something unpreventable accident. Upatur, hocha chayav. Nevertheless, in our situation, in this Mishnah here, there's going to be chayav. Shehaya lo la'amod v'lo amaz. Because he should have sat up. Meaning that even though the original trip, or the fact that he fell, right, was an accident or a mistake, nevertheless, once he's on the ground, we have to, if he has sufficient time to get up, and he doesn't get up, then he becomes culpable not for the tripping part, but the fact that he doesn't get up after he's already been on the ground. Now, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar afilu teima lo yelo la'amod. Even if he had insufficient time to stand up again, ha'yelo la'hazhir, below his ear, he could have screamed to the guy, "Watch out! I'm down on the ground. Look out for me." So it's the Rav Yochanan says it has to be enough time, sufficient time for him to get up. Otherwise, he's not held accountable. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says no. That he has to have sufficient time to warn. As long as he could have warned him, and he doesn't warn him, then he'll become culpable for the other person tripping over him. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, came into lo yelo la'amod, lo yelo la'azir, the tariz. Meaning that if there's insufficient time to stand, that means that there's also insufficient time or ability to warn, because he's occupied with dealing with the fact that he fell down. Meaning that if he didn't have enough time to stand up, that means that he's still trying to get his bearings, get his stuff together, and get up. And if that's what's on his mind, and he's preoccupied, he's not going to be able to warn. So Rabbi Yochanan sees the two joined together, that the warning can only be done if a person has sufficient time to get up. Nachman Yitzchak separates the two and says that there's the ability to warn even though you don't have sufficient time to stand up. So it's none. The Gemara is going to challenge Rabbi Yochanan's position here. Haya bal korar rishon ubal chavit acharon. The person walking with the beam was first, and then the person walking with the barrel was behind him. Nishpura chavit bikora patur. If the the chavit is broken by the kora because he bumps into him, patur. So now this is as opposed to in modern day society, modern law, where it's the person behind, it's always their fault. And that's not the case over here. The person from behind is always at fault. Here it's not that way. Here you have a case where if the baal chavit is achron, nishpura chavit bikora patur. If the chavit breaks with the korah patur, that sounds like what we have today, but then the next line you'll see, v'yem amad palakorah. If the person lowering the beam stops, then he's chayav. Alright, that's the opposite of what we have today. Today, if you had stopped short and someone hit you from behind, it would be the person behind you not leaving sufficient space. Over here, but here, the case here is he stops, and he's walking along, then he stops, and then the barrel guy bumps into him, then baal korah is responsible for stopping short in the Rishut Rabbim.
Why is it that way today? Because today we have brake lights, so the person in front can be confident that the brake lights work, and the guy in the back has sufficient space back then. Right. And then brake lights, so the person in front shouldn't be so presumptuous to stop short without.
Right. So that's exactly what the Gemara is going to say. Very good. My love, Shemad Katev, that he stopped to readjust the load on his shoulder. Dorchehu, that's normal. I mean, that the person walking behind him can expect him to, at certain intervals, right, readjust the position of the load on him, and that he should expect. Viktani chayav, and nevertheless he's chayav. Even though this is the normal course of events, he's still held accountable. Why? The havelah the hazir, because he should have screamed back. Even when he stopped to do something that's normal, he should have said, "Listen, I'm stopping to change the load. You know, watch out." Lo. So Gemara says, "No." Kshe'amad lafush. At the end of the day, he stopped to rest. Avalamada katef mai. But if he stopped to adjust the load, mai patur. Right, so then he would be patur. So now we're suggesting, similar to what Tzvi was suggesting here, that if a person stops in Rishut HaRabim to rest, which is unusual behavior, meaning that's not normal course of action, and the person behind him should not have expected that, since he doesn't have the, right, he doesn't have intuition to, or doesn't have to be, Nodala Davar, it says if it's presumed that someone will stop to rest in Mishra Rabin, then we're going to hold you accountable if you do stop to rest in Mishra Rabin, we're going to hold you accountable for the damage that you do. On the other hand, since it's normal for people to adjust their loads in Mishra Rabin, then that's something he has to expect or come to expect. And therefore, if the person is adjusting his load and you bump into it and it breaks the barrel, then that's your problem because you should have seen that coming. That's something you have to expect.
So, right. People carrying heavy loads, it's
so
unusual that someone stops
to
rest for
the Rishut HaRabim? No, to stop the rest in the Rishut HaRabim. No, it's not.
Right.
You slide over to the side. Right, exactly. To stop in the middle is not.
They would have known. I mean, to me, it stops and stops.
Oh, that's a good question. The first post is over here. Also, how do you know when someone is adjusting their load versus stopping to rest? I mean, how do you know that? Right across, it's actually right across from where we are in the Gemara. In the Tosfos it says, "Mino yoda im omed katev olafush uposheihu." How can one determine? How can you make such a distinction? How do you know that one is stopping to rest or stopping to adjust the load? It says, "Veish lomar de minkos shapir im omed lafush lekatev." The Tosfos doesn't give the reason, but he assumes that there is a clear difference in the way a person acts or the way the person is, I mean, whether they're slowing down at first and you see them starting to move their arm and adjust it. Whatever it is, there is some sort of clear differentiation between stopping to adjust the load and stopping to rest. Because otherwise, then what you're saying is makes sense. Meaning that, how can you differentiate? Meaning that, how can I make an expectation of the one behind to presume or to be aware? That's interesting suggestion that you think that the warning, the difference in the stopping has to do with the ability to warn or take away culpability for stopping.
Right.
Okay. All right. As a tiny seifa, the Gemara says if you can do this, and let the seifa says v'yamamar lo bal chavit amod patur. Right. So the second half of this Mishnah says that if he tells the bal chavit to stop, that he's patur. Liplogunit nebedido. Let us differentiate in the case itself. Right, you don't have to create a case of chiyuv and patur. You don't have to say warning, no warning, or no warning, warning. You could just say when he stops to rest. Patur. You could make a simple differentiation in what the way that he stops, not in the warning. So this would mean again the Gemara leans heavily against what you're suggesting here. Gemara is suggesting here that the patur has nothing to do with the warning aspect. It has to do with the fact that you're stopping. You're stopping to rest, or you're stopping to adjust your load. And that would determine the chiyuv and patur here, nothing to do with the warning. Mar says, "Hakamash kaman, the apagal damatafush." So again, this is leans heavily against the explanation that you're suggesting, is that when he stops to rest, kikamar lo lebalach chavit amod patur. Right, that dissolves his culpability, meaning that the warning, as you're suggesting, takes away the culpability. But the underlying assumption is that if you stop the katek, forgetting about it, has nothing to do with the warning. Like a tape is patur, lafush is chayav. You can get rid of your culpability for lafush if you make a warning, if you turn around and warn. Right, tashma. Hagdarim vezagagim sheyu machrihim zechar zeh. You have barrels and a glass, person carrying glass, sheyu machrihim zechar zeh, walking one after the other. Nitzka rishon, the first guy falls, v'nafal. V'nitzka lasheni v'rishon, then the second guy falls over the first guy, v'ashlishi v'sheni. The third guy falls over the second guy. Rishon chayav benitzke sheni. The first is responsible for the damage done to the second. Sheni chayav benitzke shlishi. And the second is responsible for the damage done to the shlishi. V'machmat rishon naflu. If they all fell because of the first guy, rishon chayav benitzke kulam. And the first is responsible for everybody's damage. V'im hiziru ze'adzeh. If they warned each other, p'turim. Right, then everybody's patur. My love. What's the case here? Shlo yalem namod. Right, they didn't have enough time to get up, but nevertheless, if they warned, that was what would protect them. That would be again, Rabbi Yochanan again. So now, look, that they had the ability to get up. If they didn't have enough time to get up, would have been a din patur. It says, why make the case of tur and the seifa from the case where they warn each other? Again, divide up the Mishnah and say like this, when is he was culpable in the case where they had time to get up? Then they'll be patur. It says, that even though you have the ability to get up, I mean that enough time, there's been sufficient time or interval for you to stand up, Nevertheless, if you give a warning, that's okay. I mean, that not when you have the ability to get up, you don't have to get up. You have an alternative, which is to warn. And that either one is sufficient. Once you have enough time to get up, either you get up or you warn. Well, either one will be sufficient. Now, this Gemara, we're going to follow here. There's a issue with the girsos here. Rashi and Tosfos follow the same girsa. The Rabbeinu Chananel has an alternative girsa. Well, we'll learn it like Rashi and Tosfos, since both of them agree that that should be the girsa. The girsa in our Gemara is like that girsa of Rashi and Tosfos, and we'll follow through, I mean, all the way through the Gemara with that girsa. So, Amar Rabba, Rishon Chayav Benizke Sheni. Right, the first one is culpable for the second one's Nezek. Ben Benizke Kufo, Ben Benizke Memono. Right, so then, I'll come back and explain this in 1 second. Sheni Chayav Benizke Shlishi Benizke Gufo, Olo Benizke Memono. But not to deal with the Nezek of Mamon. So now, the explanation of this so far is that when the first gentleman, when the first person falls over, and we say Rishon is Chayav Benizke Sheni, right? Ben Shenizak Begufo shall we show? Ben Shenizak Bimamono shall we show? Over here. That's what the terminology that we're using over here when we say Rishon Chayav. The first one is culpable, right? He's obligated to pay. Benizke Sheni, Ben Benizke Gufo, Ben Benizke Mamono. Whether the second person tripped over the first person himself, or he tripped over the load that he was carrying, or there's something that broke into Rishut Rabbi. He's responsible for either way. The Sheni, on the other hand, is only responsible for the Nizke Shlishi, when he trips over his body, when he actually trips over his goof, avalo b'mizke mimono, but not on right his stuff that he broke, he won't be chayav for. All right, why is this? Right, because we'll see. The Gemara's going to ask some questions on it in a second, but I'll just give the explanation so far. It's because once he falls over, when the Rishon falls, right, then the goof of the Rishon is a mazik, right, a goof of the Rishon, when it comes along, he falls on the ground, and somebody trips over you, you are a mazik, an adama mazik, that's found on the ground, and therefore you're going to be chayav, or responsible for anybody who trips over you. Now, your kelim are also, you're also responsible for, why? Because let's assume now that nitzko pusheach, that someone who trips is a pusheach, and therefore you're responsible for the kelim that broke on the ground. Right now, if it's your mamon, right, and therefore, if it's your mamon, you are chayav because of bor. Right, you created a bor b'shut rabbi. The second one is chayav in the what happens to the third guy because he's a mazik. Okay, again, if he falls down, when he falls, he's responsible for himself when he falls down on the ground, and therefore he's an adama mazik, and he's got to he's got to take care of that, so that anybody who trips over him is responsible. But now, when he trips over your right, if he trips over your stuff that falls, right, the barrel of the second guy breaks, and then the third guy trips over that barrel, then he won't be responsible. Why? Because, we're going to see in a second, is that the shlishi go eno chayav afil torah bor eno ahak deiros, shoshini the chayav b'mashezik. That won't create a torah bor even. When we decide, we're going to ask that question in 1 second. Right, so the presumption of the Gemara on this point is that the first guy who falls over, he's responsible for his body doing damage, responsible for his kelim doing damage. And Shaul rightly pointed out, when you trip over his body, you're going to be chayav for everything that comes about. When you trip over his kelim, it's like bor, so you'll be chayav for his body and not for his kelim. The second guy who falls, anybody who trips over his body, he's responsible for. But anybody who trips over his kelim, he is not responsible for. Now why? That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, E nitzkal posheyahu. If someone who trips is a posheyah, then shemi nani lechayit. Then the second guy should be responsible for everything too. I mean, what did the second guy do that the first guy didn't do? The first guy tripped, so he's responsible for everything that happens afterwards. If the second guy tripped, then he's an equally big posheyah, and he should be responsible for everything. If nitzkal posheyu, if the nitzkal the trip, one who trips is not a posheyu, I feel shana minami for this story. I mean, that you can't have it both ways. If it's nitzkal posheyah, then everybody's responsible. If nitzkal is nonis, then everybody should be patur. Right?
Ordinary obstacle or
fracture of the soil, right, so that's it. That's what it says. Rishon Vadai right, that the Rishon is definitely a Posheihu. Sheni, Agrupo Mechayev, the Havilo da Amod, Lo Amad. The second guy, when he tripped, right, he's not, whether he's a Posheihu or not, it's fine, he's a Posheihu. But he should have stood up at this point. So I'm a Mamono Patur, but on the Mamon, okay, fine, if he has time to get up, then why is he patur on the other stuff? He says, I didn't dig this poor. I didn't make this poor. Alright, so now let's explain this Gemara. So the Gemara, if you look in, you know, the best way to do is look in this Rashi. There's a Rashi here, Rishon Vaday Poshehu. Right, the Rishon Vaday Poshehu, down to the last Rashi on the narrow lines. Rishon Vaday Poshehu, Diminakshenafal. He fell by himself. He'll go, Gopaharavikamazik. His body itself is like a mazik. Ve'amomeno, I would like korev bor. As if he dug a bor in the shetarabim, v'mechayev. Miu agufo disheni. Right, he's then only responsible for the second guy's personal, right, damage, but not for his possessions because it's a bor. Right, a bor is adam, shorvelo, I mean, there we have adam, chamorvelo kelim. Right, so by kelim, you're not responsible. Vikasava rava, derabanon lo pligia leid rabbi meir. This is amazing. Rashi thinks, Tosfos formulates it in this way and then in another way possibly, but let's go with Rashi's interpretation here. It says that rava believes that Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim do not disagree about this. Benitzkal Poshehu. That everybody, he agrees, as opposed to what Abaye said, two days ago, Abaye explained the machlokas in the Mishnah between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir as being whether Nitzkal Onet or Nitzkal Poshehu. Right? So that, oh, right, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in that Mishnah, right, between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, whether it's Nitzkal Poshehu or Nitzkal Onet. So now, Rabbi comes along and says, no, there's only one machlokas in that Mishnah. The Mishnah only deals with after the fact. What do you do when your mafkin is a cup? But when it comes to Nitzkal, everybody agrees you are a Poshea. This is Rashi says here. Kasava Rabba Rabbana lo plige le dremer ben Nitzkal Poshehu. Kudu uki leel. Abaye bitarti plige. Ela ba'afkin is a cup hurde plige. They only argue about after the fact. If you disown your property after you fall in, what's the din? Aval Nitzkal mi'atma Poshehu le divre ha'kol. Sheni, so let's go on. Sheni benifilat anutu agufo. So he's really an onus when he falls over here, the second one. Agufo mimechayet, but nevertheless he's chayav for what happened, because the mazik biyadayim, shelo umaot velo amad. Because he should have stood up. Amamono patur legamre, vapilo hayo lamot. That he is patur for, even if he has a chance to get up. Darmalei hai bira, lavana akrite. El rishon, the first guy caused his board to be created. Umakin is zakav, lachar nefilat onet, amrayin ala el de patur. Someone is maskir in Zakim after a nefilat donate, he is patur. So Rashi is making a distinction somewhat along the lines of what Shaul was just suggesting, that the first guy who falls is poshea, because in general a nitzkal is a poshea. Right? So a nitzkal, according to everyone, a nitzkal is a poshea. So the first guy is going to be responsible both for his mazik, his body itself, and for the boar that he created after he was a poshea. On the second, on the other hand, right, the second guy who falls is maybe not an honest legamre, but he's definitely not a posheya here, because what caused him to trip up was not necessarily because he wasn't looking, but because of the, right, his inability to see the guy who was the posheya in front of him, and then that guy caused a chain reaction. Because of that chain, right, that the second guy is now considered to be or classified as an oni. Now, that being classified as an oni is only half the hope to what we call shat nefilah, the time that he's falling. Shat nefilah is the classification for the time you fall until the moment that you could have gotten up. So now, that's what I said. The second guy is now at a point where he could have gotten up. If he couldn't gotten enough, then we have to separate between his possessions and him. Him, he could have gotten up, now he becomes responsible for any damage he does with his body. So at this point, his gufo, he's responsible for anything that anybody who trips or falls on his gufo. On the other hand, when it comes to his possessions, he can say, listen, that's a boar, you're right. But who dug this boar? I didn't dig this boar. This boar was dug by the Rishon. So I'm not responsible for a boar that I didn't dig. And therefore the Shani will not be culpable for the boar or the property that is broken on the in the Rishut HaRabim.
And he didn't have time to get up and behind.
Right, if he wasn't in that pack up, then he's own it. I mean, I would explain this statement of why they have a difference between it. Nagmar says Mesavik. Kulan Chayavin al Niske Gufan, Uputurin al Niske Mumonam. We have a brisa that says, as opposed to what we just said over here, that there's a difference between the Rishon and Cheney. Here it says that Kulan Chayavin on this Kei Gufan, everybody's responsible for any damage done by their body, right? Upaturim on this Kei Mamonam, and they are patur for the damage done by their property. It's my love. So what do we say? I feel a Rishon. That even the first guy, if that's the case, that's different than how we just explained, right? Is that we different than what we just explained? That the Rishon and Cheney have a differential between them. So the Gemara says, well, the Varvim Rishon. No, excluding the first guy. This is a din for everybody besides the first guy. The Gemara says, "V'ha kulam kitani." That's very hard to say because the Rishon says kulan. Kulan, if you wanted to say chutz mei arishon, then you'd either say chutz mei arishon or say, you know, everybody besides, you know, or if you just say kulan, use sheni. Right, sheni v'halo. Right. So Amar Avada Bravo, kulan hanizakin. Right, so the kulan is not kulan hamazikim that did damage, but kulan hanizakin. Anybody who had damage done to them. So that's what it means kulan here. Kulan, anybody who was damaged, then they'll be responsible for their body and not responsible for their money. So what does that do? That eliminates the first guy. Because the first guy caused all the damage to himself, right? He didn't trip over anybody. From the second guy onward, they are kulan, which is nizakin. Where it says, hi, Mike. Right, I think this. Yeah, Mark, Bishloma, Filo Rishon. Right? If you say a Filo Rishon, Makul Rishon, Hainu, Dixani, Kulan. Elia, Mark, Bilafar Rishon. Right? If it's saying kulan, then my kulan. Litne, ha, nizakin. Don't use the term kulan then. If you think that kulan means nizakin, then just use the term nizakin. Then you won't eliminate any confusion here. Mar rejects that, says that can't be. Elo omar rabba. Now rabba's going to explain, right, we had one interpretation, or the statement of rabba, right, that he said, what he said before, that we talked about rishon and sheni, and the differential between rishon and sheni. Now we reformulate what rabba's going to say here, is, rishon chayav, ben benizkei gufo de sheni, Ben benizkei memono d'sheni. B'sheni chayav benizkei shlishi benizkei gufo olo benizkei memono. Now we reformulate it to read like this. The Rebbe says that the Rishon is responsible for the nezek that happens to the second person, both nezek that happens to his group, as well as nezek that happens to his possessions. So now he's talking about what the second guy tripped over, but rather the first guy is responsible for damage done to the second individual plus damage done to his possessions. On the other hand, the second individual, b'sheni chayav b'nizkei shlishi b'nizkei gufo, avalo b'nizkei memono. But when it comes to the second individual, he's only responsible for damage that is done to the third person's person, but not to the third person's kelim. My time. What's the reason? The havale bor. It's got bor, case of bor. Velo matzina bor, shechayev bo etakelim. Right? And we don't find a case of bor where you are mechayev kelim. Alright, so now we'll have to explain this in a second.
The second himself is considered a bore.
Oh, right. So that's exactly what's happening. Right. So now, if we look here, in Rashi, well, this is again in Rashi, it's just easier to read it in Rashi. Elo Amar Rabba. It's Rashi in the wide lines, 2, 4, 6 lines down in the wide lines, and Rashi says, Elo Amar Rabba. Right, Al-Korach, or Al-Kain, Rabba lo, Chayev, Harishon, Benizke, Mamono, Shezik, Besheni, Dola Posheo. He's not a Posheo. So according to Rashi, what's changed between the first case of Rabba and now is whether Nitzkal is Posheo or not. Before we assumed that Rabba believed that Nitzkal is Posheo, and that's what made the person into another Mamazik and it's stuff into a board. Now we're at the position that it's not Nitzkal isn't Onus. Right. That's the case. The low Chalak ben Rishon Lasheni, Ela ben Nizakin Shezik Gufo. The only difference between the Rishon Lasheni is that when you trip over his body, what is it going to be responsible for? V'hachi Amar Rabba. Rishon Havi Gufo Mazik. That when it comes to the first guy, he's considered to be a Guf Mazik. V'chayav Afilu Nitzkom Mono Shol Sheni. The first guy is classified as not a boar, but an Adam HaMazik. An Adam HaMazik is going to be responsible both for the goof of the sheni, as well as the possessions of the sheni. Ho, behayel olamot, because he should have stood up. Aval sheni, afidu hayel olamot, lo mechayev kulei, hay kerishon. The second guy, even if he has enough time to stand up, he's not going to be responsible like the first guy. Why? Derishon have a posheya tfei misheni. The first guy is a little more negligent than the first guy. Again, I like the way Shaul formulated it, but we could suggest, again, even if you say Nitzkal is anusu, you could still say what? You could still say that the first guy is more posheya than the second guy. The first guy tripped over himself, the second guy tripped over the first guy. So even if you say in general, Nitzkal is not necessarily posheya, but you could see different levels of culpability between the first guy and the second guy. Hilka, Rishon Vadaya Bimazik. The first guy is a mazik because even though he's not a posheya, nevertheless, he should have been a little more careful. And if he doesn't get up, we're going to hold him accountable for the fact that he didn't get up, and he becomes an Adama Mazik. On the other hand, Bisheni, Mistayea, Imishavele the Gufe Bor. Right, so enough that he tripped over he's an onus, because he tripped over the second guy. So it's enough that we make him as if he's a boar, culpable for being a boar. He'll be responsible for any damage he does to the guy's goof. But not to his mamon. The lo matzino borsh chayvot kelim. Right? Ubrayt the diktani kulan chayavin. Now you can explain this bryt. And now it says everyone is culpable. That's talking about on this gay gufo. You're right. On this gay gufo, from first to last, everyone is chayav on this gay gufo. Right? They're not meaning that on their goof, but on the damage they do to someone else's goof. The Bashma Pilim Shani, Kemchi Zika to Bosh, let's see if he does damage. So Rashi is, I mean, it's not so simple to read this Rashi. This Rashi is difficult, but just to explain what Rashi is saying, is that Rashi believes that the first guy is Adama Mazik, and everybody's responsible for his gufo, and for any damage to anybody's goof or healing. The second guy is a boar. Said that you have a human boar. That's what you've created now, a human boar, which is what we projected before. Until this point, we weren't willing to accept. We aren't, as soon as someone was selling, he becomes an Adama Mazik. And Adam always is differentiated from right, objects, inanimate objects, or objects that are on the ground, is not a boar, he's an Adam HaMazik. Now we're entertaining this possibility that you can have an Adam that is a boar.
Does he have a boar that says he falls, or only the human after
he has Malamot? Right, he has Malamot, right. Once he's in Anus, because we say now, Nitzko going into, so a Shad Tefillah is not going to be published. Right, when he could have got enough, we make him into a boar, not into an Adam HaMazik, because he could have got enough. Just I guess it's a big. If he doesn't have time to get up, he's an honest too. He's not responsible for anything. If he has man lamos, then he becomes culpable like a boar, not like an adam amazik. Right, so that's where we are in the Gemara now. Now the Gemara says, now that's honey called the Shmuel. That works well according to Shmuel. Damar kolkala kala borhu. That anything that is a problem, you know, in the Shulchan Aruch that you trip over is a din and boar. El rata mar I operate in ilo lo. The only way you can make a boar is you make something heftier. You disown it, then it becomes a boar. If it's not disowned, then it becomes your shore. Well, guess what? Michael, remember, now we know for certain that there's one thing that if people can disown anything except themselves. Right? So we know for certain here that he's not mafkir himself. If he's not mafkir himself, then he, according to Rav, is certainly not nezek of boar. So how are you going to explain this? So Mar says, the olam kid the amar mi'ikara. Ah, so now we're back to the original explanation. Now you're going to run into a problem with the Braitha. How do you deal with Kulan and the Braitha? The Kashalak Kulan, Chayavim, Targama, Rav Adram, Yunin, Kameh, Dervina, Shuhusku, Kelim, Bekelim. That Braitha is talking about a case when we're dealing with only possessions on possessions. So that case, then it works. Why? Because we said, even in line with the first explanation, when we first explained the Braitha, we said when the first guy falls, and he said, this calls a Poshea. We said, if, with reference to his body, right, he's tied for everything. But with regards to his Kelim, those are four. And when Bor, he's tied for the goof of the second guy, not for the Kelim of the second guy. So now, if we look down the line, when it comes to everybody's Kelim, if we look down the line, right, then, if Kelim get hurt by Kelim, get hurt by Kelim, then we're dealing with Bor, right, all the way through. So Mara says, wait, so if that's the case, so let's read the Rashi, we just explain it, because then we'll just circle around. Rav Adabram Yune, Parkama Rav Adabram Yune, you see that Rashi? The bright is the elf, Husku Kelim Bekelim. So the Olam Milti the Rava can have a Shemain and Lemei Tara. As the original way we explained Rava's words, the way originally he presented them. The Gupo, the Rishon, the Sheni, have a Kimazik and Biyadayin, Yechayvin El Kol. So we've got rid of this idea that a person can be a boar. Now a person is always Adam HaMazik, like the original way we explained with Rava. Bafilu Shmuel, even according to Shmuel, Damar Midi the Lakri have a boar. Even something that you're not master can be a boar. Hani Mili Be Mamon. That's only with possession. But Shmuel agrees, even by a goof of a goof of Adam, who v'lo right boar. When it comes to a goof of Adam, it's him a mazik a mazik, and not a boar a mazik. V'chayav amit kekelim, and he's typing everything. Umumonosho rishon v'Shmuel ben afrei ben lafrei every boar. So machlokes between Rav and Shmuel manifests itself with the possessions of the first guy. The first guy who falls over, his body is now Adam amazik. His possessions. What are the status of his possessions? Well, that depends what he does with his possessions. If he is not muskir his possessions, then according to Shmuel, it's a boar. According to Rav, it's a shor. If he is muskir his possessions, if he disowns those possessions that fall, then both according to Rav and Shmuel, it is a boar. That's what Rashi is about to say here. So now, the difference between him, when Mono should be shown to Shmuel, ben afkere, ben lo afkere, when his stuff goes flying, then whether he's muskir or not, disowns it or not, have a boar. It's always boar, because Shmuel, any takhalon or shit rabim is considered to be boar. Uderav, Ilo Afre, Chayav Bakul. If he's not Maskir Zizakim, he becomes, it's still, then they are a sure. And sure, you are responsible for Kelim, even for anything. Right? It's any Takala, it'd be sure, and it'd be kind of fair. If he Afre, if he is Maskir Zizon, then have a sure. The Nitko me Atmo Poshehu. The person who trips is a Poshev. Umumono Shosheni, Patur, Ala Nitkoi Gufo Shoshlishi. Now, when it comes to the possessions of the second individual, right, then his possessions, he's patur for everything. Why? Because that's what we said before. The nezek hamufkar yidei ones tu. Right, this is nezek that became hefker yidei ones. Why? He tripped over the first guy, right, he tripped over the first guy, the first guy's possessions. And then his stuff went flying. Now, as far as tripping over the first guy, we said he is an anus, right? He's much more of an onus. So now, that boar that's created there, if you're mafkir after you feel as an onus, then you are patur. Right? Even though mafkir, right? Or possibly, if he's not mafkir, it's shorohu, right? That it's his shor. V'tapach v'peh shorei anusu. And it's just, it's as if he closed it up because he's an anus. Even if it's a shor, he's not going to be held accountable for what his shor does here, because it's as if he closed it up. Meaning that it was, he was an onus here. It's not as if you locked, as if you locked your shor behind a gate and your shor got out anyway. Right? That's a big onus. So it's over here. Even if he classified as shor, the way the shor got out was an onus. Okay, so now, back to, so how we, now we, right, in general, we don't, the Mara is very,
if you have any other choice,
guarded about using Rav Tanu publicly, we don't see it all the time. And number two is, exactly, if we can make it work, we're going to Rav and Shmuel, better off doing it that way. So now we have the conclusion, right? The conclusion of the Gemara is, let's just go over it quickly. It's like originally we explained it, and we have to explain the brightness. So let's just quickly review it. The first guy falls, he's a poshea. He's a poshea. He's responsible for his body right away. Migufo. Both Bishan and Tilo, whether he's tied to get up, not to get up, he's responsible now because he's a poshea, and he's a Zama Mazik. Regards to his kelim become a boar. Right, at least according to Shmuel, they become a boar immediately. According to Rabbi, when he's masked, then they become a boar. If they become a boar, then with regards to his kelim, somebody that falls over that will be, he'll be responsible for their goof, not for their kelim that are damaged there. Now we come to the second guy. The second guy trips over him. Okay, now when he trips over him, he's truly an onus, because it's not a case of nitzal posheya. He couldn't see. It happened too fast. The whole thing happened, so he's not a posheya. But he had time to get up. Now, when he has time to get up, he becomes a poshea with regards to his goof, because he is now an Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik is kind of responsible for any damage he does, whether it's to the goof of the Shlishi or the Kalim of the Shlishi. On the other hand, with regards to his Kalim, what's going to be the story with his Kalim? His Kalim is going to be Patur. Why? Because he's basically Nefilat Onis. He fell by Onis, and then he's Mafkir Nezakav. And we saw earlier that after Nefilat Onis, if you're Mafkir your possessions, then it's as if you didn't take the board. You're not responsible because it's not your boar, like said you dug over here. Now, Rash, that was the term we used before. I said, I didn't dig the boar. But over here, Rash is saying it's not because I didn't dig the boar, it's because a maskir, a karna silat onate, is not, it's patur. And that's what we have over here. You fell by onate, right? And your possessions are mufkar now. That's not in the classification of boar. You're not responsible for that. The second guy. Now, what about the price? So, the problem we had all along was this price that says kulan. Kulan chayavim, we're going to explain that it's a case where the first guy tripped over, and it's kelim that did damage to the second guy's kelim. So when it comes to the second guy's kelim, he is what? Patur. Right? He's patur from the second guy's kelim, so his kelim are a boar. When his kelim are a boar, he's patur from the second guy's kelim, he's responsible for his goof. After the first guy, then it has to be the goof that's doing the damage. And if the goof does the damage, right, then you are responsible for, right, the goof of the, right, everybody after you. Right, so that's why the mention of the Brisa says, Kulan chayavin al niske gufan. Everybody's chayav for the damage done by their body. Upaturin al niske mamona. And they're patur for the damage that their mamon does. Now the patur for the damage their mamon does what? When kelim fall on them. So if kelim fall on their mamon, then everybody agrees that you are patur. If they fall on their goof, then you're going to be chayav. And that's even applicable to the first guy. Because as long as it's not the second guy tripping or somebody getting hurt on the kelim of the first guy, but kelim getting hurt by him, then he will also be patur, because that is a din of boar. Okay, now the Gemara wants to just test. We said before that our Mishnah says that if it's the first guy, Amar, imachman rishon naflu, if they all fell because of the first guy, rishon chayav, benitzke kulan. Machman rishon heikhi naflu. Right, what's the case here that he's responsible for everything in the first guy? So, Rabbah Amar, the paskal orkhe kishildu, that he is stretched across the entire Rishut Rabim, I don't know, like a shell, it's like a skeleton, I don't know. He is, you know, he's like a laying across, totally strewn across the Rishut Rabim. That's why he is responsible here. But Vidamar, Kuchutra de Samyuta. Right, it's the, like the walking stick of a blind person, but some sort of cane or walking stick that fell across. Now, in the Rabbeinu Hananel thinks these two answers are synonymous. It's just this different half intentions to come up with responsibility or how to describe what's taking place over here. Right, one that Rav Baba says that he's lying out like a corpse or a skeleton across the whole thing, and Rav Zvid is saying no, it's like a cane lying across. Either way, the idea is that the Risho now has made it so the entire Rishut Rabim is neglected by him, and everybody is tripping over him, basically, and not over the second guy. I mean, that the first guy is causing all the problems here. Tosfos says that. That's very good. So Tosfos actually says that's my closest theme of Papa and Rav Zvid here. Papa and Rav Zvid are actually what Shaul just suggested, that wait, the second guy should have seen what happened to the first guy. Well, that depends how they're laid out, how the first guy is laid out in the Mishnah Rabin. And if you look at Tosfos, Chuchu de Samyuta, Rav Papa Poli. Rav Zvid is arguing about Papa. He's not giving another hate to him, but he's giving a different case. Why? Because really, the Rav Zvid, Chipaska Lorko Kishulda Loya Rishon Chayav Niskesh Lishi. The first one would not be chayav on the nezek of the shlishi. Shailo li zahir, kishurah sheni nafal. The second guy should have seen the second guy fall. He's behind the second guy. He sees the second guy fall. He should have seen on that line over there. He should have seen him and known not to go over there or not to fall. So what does Rav Zvid? Rav Zvid says, no, it's a, right? It's chutra de samyuta. Chutra de samyuta can lay on an angle. Suppose a person lays straight across the shlishi. Maybe this stick could be laying across on an angle. So what could happen is, on the angle, the second guy could have tripped that's further up. And then also the third guy comes and he trips, but it's before he saw where the second guy tripped because of the angle of the stick. Right? So that's exactly, Tosfos says, as you point out, Joel, that is the difference between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. As opposed to the Reino Chano sees them both as synonymous, right? Just different ways to create the same case. Alright, so now, I'm gonna stop here. We'll start with the mission tomorrow.